Hello, all. I am here to invite you to become a supporter of The Melt via Locals or Patreon. For as little as a fiver a month, you can get access to our monthly Melt meetups and to the full-length episodes. It's super easy to do. Just click the links below and you will be directed to Locals or Patreon, and that is where the magic happens. We put a lot of time, energy, and love into this podcast, and I would love to make it a full-time endeavor. With very little effort on your part, you can help me to manifest this into being. In the meantime, have a listen to some clips from the last Melt meetup. Well, I wonder if there is no free will and we are supposedly in a simulation. That seems like a pretty weird simulation if our choices are predestined. You know what I mean? Seems like a simulation would be, the idea would be to set up a circumstance and set these at least semi-autonomous elements within that circumstance and then just kind of set it in motion and see how it plays out based on the semi-autonomous or completely autonomous decisions of the elements inside of the simulation. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's not, but see, the beauty of this thing here is even twins born a minute or two apart will be completely different, and their aspects, the snapshot of the moment of their birth will reflect that. They would be two completely different people on different paths, even born a minute or two apart.
Well, like I mentioned in the interview, I couldn't tell if the forces that had me there were benevolent or malevolent or a cross of both. Mm-hmm. So imagine having the power to manipulate someone's sense of time.
Mm-hmm. Or neither.
Yeah.
You'd be caught in an experiment that wasn't designed for you. And they're not either. They're just doing an experiment. Because I don't think scientists go into something with necessarily good intentions or bad intentions. It's let's see what happens. Let's create this sequence of events and see how people respond.
It did seem like this acting troupe was trying to showcase all the tools in their arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems strange, because if you're playing a friendly game of chess, you don't want to show your opponent all your moves or tell them, hey, it's my strategy to control the center of the board and that's pretty much how I'm going to beat you in 18 moves, right? So, but that's one of the things that tipped me off to the possibility that they were friendly. At least they were friendly to me, because of their willingness to tip their hand instead of making me believe that this was all very, very real and not at all a troupe of haunted house actors.